This meeting is now being recorded.
And good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking for the record, and I'd like to welcome you all to the RDS Who Is Two Review Team Plenary Call, show number 23. It is on March 23rd at 12:30 UTC in attendance today. One moment. In attendance today, we have Alan Greenberg, Chris, Stephanie, Dimitri, Lily, and Susan. From ICANN.org, we have Alice, Amy, Jean-Baptiste, Lisa, Steve, and Brenda. And apologies from Catherine, Thomas, and Erica. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking for the transcript, and I'll turn the meeting over to Alan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the prehistoric meeting without any Adobe Connect. What we'll try is if people want to speak, just call your name out, perhaps in a quiet moment of someone else speaking, and hopefully we will, I'll hear you and I'll put you in the queue. There is a problem on some connections that if someone else is talking, you cannot talk. So hopefully that won't be a problem. Remains to be seen if that's a problem on this particular conference system or not. And with that, I will start the meeting and ask, are there any statement of interest updates? Hearing nothing. The first agenda item is an update on a number of the subgroups. Unfortunately, all the people who are due to present are not here, but we may have substitutes in some cases. The first one is Privacy Proxy, and I believe Susan has generally volunteered to present that when Volker isn't here. Susan, are you prepared to do anything?
Not prepared, particularly, but we did meet with Amy Bivens and Jen Gore and Owen, I can't say his last name, Owen Compliance, and we had provided questions ahead of time, which they answered in real time and provided written answers after. During the discussion with them, you know, a few more questions were generated, after the phone call, then, you know, as I said, they provided written responses. It was an interesting conversation, though, off the top of my head, I can't think of what those interesting points were. I just remember thinking, oh, that's, you know, I didn't know that. So I'd have to go back to my notes. But so I think we're a little bit farther down the road with understanding the compliance issues and just the sticking point for the PPSAI. And I'm not sure that we've made any plans to ask any additional questions yet. I need to go back to my notes. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I should have thought.
Thank you, Susan. Do you have a level of confidence, comfort rather, that by the time we get to Brussels, we'll have something worthy of discussing with the plenary group?
Yes, I do.
Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And the next item is also Volker. I'm not sure who else is on the common interface one. Is there anyone who can speak to it? My recollection is it's one of the ones that we have done moderately little on, but I don't know that for a fact. If we could have anyone on the group or staff comment on where we are or who can speak.
So this is Susan again. I haven't really done, I'm on that group too, and I haven't really done much except for some other work I was doing. I was actually using the interface to look up Whois records, and definitely came into, you know, hit roadblocks on some of the new GTLDs. What I thought I'd do is just go through and do more of a representative sample lookup of, it definitely works for .com, .net, those, but I think it was .education, .life, and maybe .science that it didn't return anything. So I didn't know if it was just the domains I was looking up or if it was those are not, those registries are not providing the actual, you know, access to the Whois record. So I thought I'd go through and figure out some more domain names in a wider target of new GTLDs and see if I'm getting the same results. And also, like, try the same ones I tried yesterday in a couple of days and see if there's a change there, and then we'd have some questions actually to ask ICANN about that.
Yeah. You haven't tried domain tools or something like that to see whether you could access them or not?
Oh, I could get them on domain tools. I couldn't get them on.
So you know they do exist.
Yeah, they're definitely registered domains. I just could not get them, you know, in that hour on the common interface.
I think we need to send a note of thanks to the GNSO for appointing Susan to this group.
I mean, so much of this is just my day-to-day work. I look up Whois all the time.
And we're grateful for this.
Okay, well, thank you.
Anyone else have any comments on it? I don't know who else is on that team. We have no other comments, so we'll go on to the next one, which is interesting because it's law enforcement needs. Chris, I think you're the only one on the team. So I guess we're going to skip over this one. It's somewhat perturbing.
Sorry, Alan, it takes a while to get off mute. My apologies.
That's okay.
There is a meeting, I think, next week of the law enforcement team. Let me just double check.
There was
one yesterday, which I missed. Lisa, do you know what happened?
I do indeed.
Excellent.
Yesterday we attempted to have a subgroup meeting of law enforcement. The only subgroup member that joined was Catherine. Catherine, I believe, was sending a follow-up email to recap the non-discussion that we had yesterday and make some suggestions on lists to try to move that forward while the meeting is also rescheduled.
Catherine, to her credit, was willing to have a debate with herself and disagree vehemently with what she had previously written, but we decided that probably wasn't worth a lot.
Well, that is the European Commission way, Alan.
I'm not touching that.
She's representing 28 different states currently, and so therefore is quite capable of having a vicious argument with herself.
Okay. We have a dial-in from 1-8-7-6.
It's Carlton.
Carlton. Welcome, Carlton. We have so far had a privacy proxy presentation from Susan replacing Volker and a common interface from Susan replacing Volker, and we have just passed by law enforcement as not having anyone here from the team, and we are now on to consumer trust with Erica.
Alan.
Yes, please go ahead.
This is Lisa again. One further note on the law enforcement subgroup, in case the members not attending this call do listen to the recording. Where the law enforcement subgroup stands is actually that they had agreed to do some informal outreach to their own law enforcement contacts. The questions that Catherine hopes to send around by email are to help formalize what that outreach will entail, so that anyone asking questions will, in fact, be asking the same questions. In addition to that, the law enforcement subgroup had previously discussed having a briefing from the office of the CTO. During the informal meeting, that 61, it was suggested because the GAC received, the Public Safety Working Group had received a briefing from the office of the CTO covering probably the same area, that it would be useful for the subgroup to listen to the recording of that briefing, and then if there's any further need for an actual briefing directly from the office of the CTO, that's OCTO, that would be scheduled at that time.
Thank you, Lisa. Any further comments from anyone on the law enforcement before we proceed? All right, next is Consumer Trust. Who do we have from that? We have Carlton, Dimitri, Erica, who leads it, Susan, and Stephanie. So we have a fair amount of presentation. Can we get an update on what has been done so far? From anyone?
Is Erica on the call?
No, she is not. That's why I'm asking for an update from anyone.
Okay. We completed the first pass documents. There were some updates to the documents. There are additional documents that were proposed for the group to look at. And that's where I think everything is.
Okay, thank you. The last thing I saw is Dimitri pointed to the CCT report, but I wasn't quite sure what sections of the CCT report really address consumer confidence and who is. I understand it addresses consumer confidence from a new GTLD perspective, but I didn't think there was much overlap with who is.
No, there was not. There was one small part where we looked at compliance, and we were looking at the records that compliance got based on complaints, and there were a couple who's related complaints there, but we didn't think it was significant to skew the report into that direction.
Thank you, Carlton. Stephanie, I saw you were trying to talk perhaps, or at least your phone is unmuted. Did you have anything to add?
Sorry, the mute fell off. I thought there was something weird going on. I'll mute again.
Okay, thank you.
Alan, this is Susan.
Yes, please go ahead.
So I did take a look at the CCT report, hoping that there might be a definition there we could use for consumer trust and or consumer in general, and didn't find anything sort of definitive there that we could just pull. I mean, they definitely reference consumer, and but it wasn't. I was hoping for a stronger, clearer definition, and didn't find it. So,
yeah. Can I say something again? We did define consumer trust, but it was a really pedestrian definition of it. There was a lot of arguments about what trust meant in terms of consumer, whether they were looking trust for the identifiers or whether it was trust based on content, and there was a lot of argument back and forth about that.
Thank you. One thing that came out that came out in another discussion I was having on consumer trust related to GDPR was the heavy use of who is by reputation services. And I don't think we covered that in the questions that were originally presented and the iteration, and I took part in that. But I don't remember any mention of reputation services. And although very, very few real users go to who is to check who they're dealing with or something like that, virtually everyone heavily depends on reputation services because the browsers automatically use them to verify whether this is a trustworthy place to go to or not. And so there is a very direct contact with Whois and consumer trust through the reputation services. And I don't think that came out in the original questions, and it should be noted.
That's a good catch, Alan. In the last meeting we had of the CCP Safeguards Group, that issue came up from Drew. And I think we're refocusing some of the report toward that. But there's not a whole lot about that.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else have any comments on the consumer trust issue? I will make a note to send something to the list on reputation services, just so we capture it formally.
And Alan, this is Lisa again.
Yes, please go ahead.
Just noting that staff has had a little bit of back and forth with Erica while she's been traveling to determine whether a call should be scheduled or the status of her action item on this, which was to work on briefing questions and provide those back. Erica expects to be back in the office next week and attend to that. In the meantime, staff did offer to at least take a first crack at the subgroup template to give her a framework to begin to fill in, and she accepted that offer. So you can expect to see that to the subgroup mailing list shortly.
Excellent. Thank you very much. The next item is actually there in error. I had asked that outreach be added to the agenda and safeguard registrant data, my other group, was added, but I'll in fact give a very brief update on both. Neither of them will take very long. The safeguard registrant data, we had asked for a briefing from staff, and they came back with saying, can we be more specific about what we wanted to ask, both them and specifically the escrow vendors. But they also provided a link to a number of documents, and I have not had a chance to read the documents yet. I don't know if anyone else on the group has or not. The other people on the group are Dimitri, Stephanie, and Volker. And I don't know if Dimitri or Stephanie have had a chance to look at those documents and can comment on them. But if not, then we're going to have to do that pretty soon, and next week decide whether we're meeting on that and, if necessary, still request the briefing again from ICANN staff. Certainly that's on my agenda for this weekend. And on registrant data, I'm sorry, on outreach, I've hopefully activated the subgroup and sent out essentially homework assignments to read all of the documents, and we'll schedule a meeting either for late next week or the beginning of the week after that, and I presume I'll see a doodle on that from staff. I just sent out that request late last night. So that one is progressing, and both of these are moderately easy items, so I'm hoping we'll have something that will be useful to discuss in Brussels, although I'm not expecting either of them to be a really major item. Any comments on either of those two projects? And seeing nothing, hearing nothing, we will go on. And the next item is the Brussels face-to-face meeting. And I will turn it over to, I think, Jean-Baptiste, but I'm not sure about that. There are slides on what briefings are pending. Some of those have been implied with the discussion we've just had, but I'm not sure it's worth going over. Specifically, you do have the slides. Jean-Baptiste, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Just really briefly, so what you have on the slide is Just a confirmation that face-to-face meeting is on 16th to the 18th of April. The day will be starting at 9 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. With several breaks at 10:15 and 15:30 for 15 minutes each. Then 1 hour lunch break at 12:30. And so we have attached, so in my last email that was sent a few hours ago, the face-to-face draft agenda for your consideration, and I will ask Alice if she can take over to present that to you.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. All right, so essentially the plan for Brussels, as you all know, is to discuss the findings and any recommendations, if you have any, obviously. So you can all have a group discussion and decide whether you want to validate the findings or not. So all the subgroups have a designated time slot. I think it's 1 hour per subgroup. And in addition to that, we've also carved out some time to talk about what our recommendation is. We will also talk about the work plan, what the roadmap is to the draft report. And we will also spend some time going through the – sorry, I'm just scrolling down to the bottom of the agenda – we will talk about next steps as well, like in 62 outreach, and also determine how we're structuring the work with the other dependencies on other groups. So this is what we lined up for now. This is a draft for discussion, obviously. And Alan, do you want to touch on the objectives for the meeting?
I'm sorry, on the
objectives for the meeting?
We certainly can, but before that, I think we need to make sure that, well, first of all, do we have any remote participants in the review team? People that we know are not going to be present but will be participating remotely.
Not at this stage, I don't know.
Okay, so we have Volker. Volker will not be there, and Carlton will not be there for the last day. But I presume, Carlton, if you're leaving, you will probably be in transit the last day. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm going to be in transit, Alan.
Okay. So we will have no remote participation that we're aware of at this point from the review team proper. We may well have remote participation from observers, however. So I think we need to make – clearly this schedule may have to be adjusted for two reasons. Number one, based on the level of – completion that we have when we get closer to the meeting, and second of all, the one-hour allocation per subject or subgroup may well not be needed, or it may not be sufficient in some cases. So I think that the detailed agenda is going to be a little bit volatile, and we have to simply make sure that that any remote participants are aware of that. And, Alice, I'm not sure if it's possible. We normally don't get very many remote participants. But would it be possible to say that if we have a remote participant who wants to be in on a specific topic, that we can call out to them or at least notify them one way or another when we'll be starting? I think we have to give ourselves the flexibility to readjust the schedule. And I don't want to make it less transparent that people will only dial in at a specific time and find we've already talked about it, for instance.
Alan, yes, this is Alice. Of course, we'll look into this from a logistical point of view.
Okay. So maybe as we send out the agendas closer to the meeting, we point this out to people just to make sure that we we're not obfuscating things because of last-minute changes. And clearly 1 hour is not going to be the exact amount of time that we're going to use for each item, so I think we have to allow us to build some flexibility into the detailed schedule. All right. Objectives. I don't remember. Did we have those in writing somewhere? Because I don't have them on my screen, and I can ad-lib it, but if there is something that is written currently, I know there was a document we looked at that may well be in the agenda document that I don't have on my screen right now. if there is one, can someone read them out and then I'll comment on them?
Alan, this is Lisa.
Go ahead, Lisa.
You're recalling that we had a discussion of goals and objectives during the leadership call earlier this week. So the output objectives that we had discussed during the leadership call were to develop due dates for the final subgroup reports, to develop questions and action items for each subgroup to address in their final report, and to begin planning for the entire review team's draft report, the report that would ultimately go for public comment. And for that latter item, there is in the agenda, I believe, a review of the work plan so that everyone understands the series of steps the group will go through in order to reach, as a group, the review team's report that will go for public comment. And I believe the overall objective encompassed by all of those was establishing a level of comfort that you're on target for pulling things together in that fashion.
Thank you very much for the mind jog. The overall one, I think, is the critical one. Going into the meeting, we need to make sure that each of the review teams are ready to start discussing in the plenary, just what is going on, what they still have to do, and where the direction they see the report going, specifically in terms of, are there likely to be recommendations coming out of it? Is this just a postmortem that says everything was done well, or do we have issues that have raised some concerns? Coming out of the meeting, I think the real critical thing is, do we have a plan going forward so we're actually going to complete this work? One of the concerns I have, not concerns, but one of the things that came up in the discussion was on the anything new items, to the extent that we will end up deciding that we need to do some in-depth dive on those items, we have to put together teams and start the work. We're essentially several months behind on those. And so coming out of the meeting, we may have something coming into the meeting, but it's only a few weeks away, and I'm not sure to what extent we will have something. Certainly the subgroup will be working on it between now and then. And I think, if someone can confirm, I think we requested a call be set up. Is that correct? From Jean-Baptiste or Alice? Or Lisa, if she remembers. I think we did discuss a call between me, Susan, and Stephanie, who are the subgroup members.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So hopefully we'll have something, we'll be able to have that substantive call before. And going in, we'll have at least a subset of items that we know we want to work on. So those items, if they exist, will be somewhat behind the other ones, and but we'll do our best to do at least a brief update in Brussels. So I think that's where we sit. Any comments on this, or what else do other people in this group want to achieve out of that meeting? Hearing nothing, seeing nothing, we will go on to the next agenda item then.
Alan, this
yes,
is Lisa.
Please, Lisa, go ahead.
Thank you. If I might, I just want to call everyone's attention to the slide 9 in your deck, which is the basis for what we've just been discussing. On there, it notes that the 5th of April is our target as each subgroup to have a report ready to send out to the full review team, a draft report, to send out to the review team as the foundation for the face-to-face meeting. And there is a link on that slide to the template that was previously circulated that is the framework that all subgroup reports should try to flesh out as your draft report. the hope in providing the template is that each of the subgroups will at least start their documentation in a similar fashion, covering the same points, and that will help us both organize the face-to-face meeting and then have a good launch point for the full review team's draft report.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Yes, I should have done that. It's in bright red, and I should have said something about it. I'll note that the 5th of April is a Thursday. We have two meetings that week. We do meet on the 2nd of April and again on the 6th of April. So the 6th of April, I guess, will be the red flag day in line with the red writing to wave that flag if indeed there are groups that have not done anything and we believe there will be a problem in getting a document out well in advance of the meeting. To remind you of the schedule, the meetings on the week of the 2nd and 6th are followed by one full week before we get on planes or otherwise get to Brussels. So there is a little bit of slack put in there, but not an awful lot if staff are to do any work with the documents. And we will be trying to make sure we have slides on each of the subgroups. That's going to be based on the report. So expect to have staff reach out to you if that report is not in on time, so we have something to work at going into Brussels. I'm told there are a lot of nice tourist attractions in Brussels, but that's not really what we're asking ICANN to fly us there for. And for the record, that was sort of a joke. I hope it was a joke. Any further comments on the face-to-face? Then we will this time go on to the next agenda item. And that is a discussion of whether we have a face-to-face meeting prior to, during, or following the ICANN 62 meeting that is scheduled for Panama in June, I believe. Now, our practice so far has been that we have avoided face-to-face meetings, at least partly because Chris's schedule and my schedule really do not allow for them. Both of us have significant commitments prior to the ICANN meeting. I have a commitment for the half day after the ICANN meeting, and we could schedule something further on after that, starting at noon hour or something after the meeting. But I'd like to open the discussion up of whether we try to do that or not. We will be having a session at the ICANN meeting to report to the community. And I believe we talked about, but did not have any real conclusion on whether we want face-to-face meetings with different groups within the community, which would require more attendance otherwise. If we don't have a face-to-face, I think we determined that we probably would not be at a stage to present to the individual groups. That would likely happen in the AGM. And scheduling-wise, that's probably also advisable anyway. This is a very tight meeting. I'll remind you all that we have now decided that the June meeting will be 5 days instead of four, but that will not happen in Panama due to commitments we've already made. Comments on whether we should contemplate or not.
Comment, Alan.
Go ahead, Carlton.
I, given the usual commitment that you and Chris have for the ICANN meeting, I think any consideration for face to face should have to be after the ICANN meeting. And it seems to me that one of the things that we could do then is to ensure we have a set of proposals, especially for a situation where we know there's going to be some community concerns about the scope problem, the scope issue. Maybe we should take that opportunity to define some proposals that we pass to the community before we set to meet them again in the fall. That's my thinking on it.
Carlton, can you elaborate on what you mean problems with the scope? I would have thought our determination of scope is well locked in at that point.
Oh, yes, our determination is locked in, but as you know, a couple of the communities thought that maybe the scope was a little too narrow, and there's still some justification as far as I see it to demonstrate why we would do it that way, given the RDS PDP, especially what we might offer to the RDS PDP from this review team would be would be of some interest to.
Anyone else on that? I personally would object strongly if we're going to try to widen the scope of this review team's work in the July timeframe, which we're talking about anything after June.
I don't think we should widen this.
I don't either. And so I'm not quite sure why you're raising it. I could see us deciding to take something off the scope and narrow it, but I can't see widening it. So
well that's the other way too, Alan. I think
if we decide to narrow, it's going to be because we're simply not doing something and decide to not do it. But I'd like to think we will not end up in that particular situation. Chris, any thoughts on this?
Only to agree with you, Alan.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, I think you've put it quite clearly.
Yeah. I mean, the only time I think we could schedule one, if we expect Chris and I to participate, is after the ICANN meeting, starting, you know, approximately noon hour on the whatever the day is after the ICANN meeting. And it's a short meeting,
I would struggle with that. For a couple of reasons. First of all, the ISOC board and the ICANN board is meeting on the Friday in the morning.
Okay.
And secondly, I need to be back. I need to fly out on that Friday. The flight, just for me personally, I can tell you that the flight's out of Panama at 5:15 or thereabouts in the evening, and I would really struggle to stay much longer than Friday.
All right. Other people may well have that same problem. I haven't looked at flights yet.
Not that I'm a requirement. I'm just saying.
Well, I personally think you are a requirement, but that may be just me. I hope it's not just me. At this point, then, we'll tentatively say that my understanding from Jean-Baptiste is there's a deadline of requesting the meeting, which is coming up very, very soon. And so at this point, I think we have made a tentative decision. We will not meet in Panama. Given that we will have had a face-to-face in April, we are probably ready for another face-to-face, therefore, I'm guessing in the August timeframe. That makes it a little bit difficult for Europeans, but hopefully we can figure out how to do that, or perhaps early September. I think that will put us in good stead, and perhaps the last meeting we need face-to-face prior to issuing the final report or the draft, I've lost track, which is when it's coming out. The only catch may be delays in GDPR-related things, which delay decisions. But I'm hoping by the June timeframe we will have some idea of what we're doing in GDPR. That may be a
Hi, Alan.
So, yes, please go ahead.
This is Lily for the record. I remembered during ICANN 58, the CCT review team they held an open session during ICANN58 and presented about the progress for this review team and also collected reviews and comments from the community. And I'm wondering whether the WHO's review team, we also need to present to the community about the progress.
Yeah, we have decided so we will present at 62. Sorry, go ahead, Lily.
Okay. Yeah, if this is a requirement, yeah, and if we defer, do not have a face-to-face meeting at ICANN 62, then we have the chance to do it in the last ICANN session in this year, which means ICANN 63. So I think the review team's lifespan is really long. You know, the review team has convened for 8 months until now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in consideration, we will have the draft reports in April at Brussels. So I think maybe it's better for us to present to the community during ICANN 62.
Yeah, thank you, Lily. I believe we have already committed to having a presentation to the community at 62. To be honest, exactly when that is going to happen is a bit of a problem. I'm assuming we will request that one of the what are called cross-community sessions, although that name may be renamed before we get to Panama, will be used to report where we are. Because there are no other public sessions as such in Panama. There are individual meetings within stakeholder groups and within the ACs and stakeholder groups in the morning, and then there are cross-community groups meetings in the afternoon. So I assume we'll request one of those. Carlton, I'll go to you in a moment. So our plan is, if we are given the time, we will present to the community in Panama, and I believe our intent was also that in Barcelona we both present to the community and have an opportunity for individual meetings with stakeholder groups. That's certainly our plan. Carlton, go ahead.
Yes, Alan, thank you. That's one of the things I was suggesting, that when we have the I know we're scheduled to brief the community at 62, but I was anticipating that out of those briefings, maybe it would have been a time for us to have concrete proposals to specific communities about scope. And I was not limiting my concern to just increasing scope, but also on decreasing scope, because I think that if you look at the timeline to 63, it was going to be very, very tight. And as you're anticipating a face-to-face in September, August timeframe, I really think that maybe out of the briefing, we might have an opportunity to review scope.
I would have thought that's a response. You know, all of us have a responsibility to brief our individual communities. We're put here by communities, and we have an obligation to report back regularly and to brief them. So I would have thought those kind of concerns can be raised through the review team members, and I think, in fact, should be. Now, most of us have not done a lot on reporting because we haven't had, you know, other than reporting that we've determined the scope and the terms of reference, but we have not, certainly I have not, gone back and asked questions at this point, but we're getting very close to that point, and I presume all of the members will be doing that to our respective communities. I guess I have a problem. It's going to be almost impossible to schedule meetings with individual parts of the community, ACs, SOs, and subgroups, just because of the very, very tight schedule. And I can't really see bringing the majority of the review team to an ICANN meeting for some meetings that may be difficult to schedule and will be very short. If I'm the only one, then let's hear it from other people. But I can't see bringing doing community briefings in June. I don't think we'll be quite ready for that, and I'm not sure we'll be able to find the time anyway in a four-day meeting. Further comments from anyone? Jean-Baptiste.
Yeah, Alan. It's Chris.
Chris, go ahead.
Apologies. Just to agree that the middle year, the middle meeting, policy meeting, is pretty packed. You won't find space and time to do it. And as you say, I suspect we probably won't be ready anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I hope we'll be ready for a briefing to the community, and then I certainly will, as chair, will put in a request for a slot. Whether we get that, it turns out, is a vote of the community. So we may be told, no, they don't want one. It's not important enough. If that's so be it. I don't think we're going to get a lot more than that. Anyone else further on this? Stephanie?
And
Jean-Baptiste, then.
On this, Stephanie has something to say before, but more than happy to jump in.
I think she's just unmuted but not talking.
Okay. So just for clarification for everyone on the call, so if I understood correctly at this stage, since the deadline is approaching, I'm understanding that there won't be any face-to-face meeting in Panama before ICANN 62, but we keep the engagement session request in Panama with only Revuti members which are attending ICANN 62. And also, we know that there would be a request for a face-to-face meeting later on, prior to the draft report. So that would be around August, if I heard correctly. So we'll look into what is feasible and send as soon as possible a Google so that you can look at feasible dates for that.
Thank you very much. Yes, I think that is correct. August typically is problematic for Europeans and certainly many North Americans, but so it may slip into early September, I would guess. Jean-Baptiste, could you or Alice verify with the meetings team, with Tanzania, I guess, and find out whether you are allowed to put a request in for the engagement session, which would have to be scheduled within one of the community meetings, the cross-community meetings, or if I need to do it on wearing my hat, my co-hats of chair of this group and chair of the AILAC.
Yeah,
It makes more sense coming from you,
yeah.
But we may well have a rule saying you can't. I'm not sure of the status of those rules this week.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Thank you very much. And the next item is report on possible changes to this meeting. And I'll turn it over, I think, to Jean-Baptiste or Alice. And we have at this point one obvious meeting time where everyone, with the exception of, I think, Stephanie, who had not completed the form, has confirmed availability, and a number of sessions where some of us but not all of us can attend. From my perspective, I have some blackouts for the new GTLD meeting, and there are six different groups that meet, and the times rotate around. So I've blocked out, and perhaps others in this group have blocked out, some significant numbers of meetings for there. Under duress, that could be altered. That is, you know, if there's a meeting on Tuesday at 1500 UTC, I could say, well, I just don't attend that meeting when it rotates into that slot and conflicts, but clearly I would prefer not to do that. But looks like we do have one particular time that will fit for virtually everyone and hopefully for Stephanie also, And I turn it over to either Alice or Jean-Baptiste.
Yes, thank you, Alan. So what you have on the slide number 13 are the four identified timings based on the availability that you have confirmed, and thank you again for your feedback on that. So the only timing where all have expressed and confirmed availability is on Mondays at 2 p.m. UTC. And the following timing on the same day, 1 hour after, in case the call would last 1 hour and 30 minutes, is still feasible, but just some of you had mentioned that you could attend if need be. So those four timings on slide are really the only when, so 10 out of 11, since there is one representative member where I didn't know the availability, would be able to participate in a plenary call. But the ideal timing seems to be Monday at 2 p.m. UTC. Sorry.
Thank you. And that's one of the ones that at 3 UTC I have another meeting. At 15 UTC I have another meeting, but I would, you know, be willing to either skip that meeting on the, well, to skip that meeting on the weeks that it doesn't happen. For some weeks it doesn't happen. So at this point we are looking tentatively at changing the meeting schedule to every Monday at 1400 UTC. Stephanie, can you verify, are you available at that point? That would make it unanimous if you are.
Yes, I can make it at that point. Sorry not to have filled out the thing. I'm having computer problems post San Juan. Thanks.
Everyone seems to have computer problems or time problems. So, all right, let us send, Jean-Baptiste, could you send out a note, a very short, clear note that is only one screen long so no one can ignore it. Maybe put urgent or something like that in the subject title to try to catch everyone's attention, saying unless we hear any objection, the meetings post the Brussels meeting will be switched to Mondays at 1400 UTC.
Sure.
Thank you.
For 90 minutes. Will do.
All right, and now we have the next item was ICANN 62 face-to-face meeting, which I think we already talked about. Oh, I'm sorry, a face-to-face, no. And then any other business? Do we have any other business?
No, but I know.
We are at the one-hour point, which is the shortest meeting we've had in a long time. Yes, go please.
Alan, excuse me. This is Brenda, and I do have a bit of other any other business.
Oh, please go ahead.
And that is, I had a little conflict with Outlook, and I sent out an invite yesterday to the client subgroup, and I am going to have to adjust the timing. I sent it out for 16 UTC, and it looks like it really should be 1400 UTC. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention now, and you'll see a calendar invite update. However,
okay.
The Doodle poll actually went out with the wrong times as well due to my misreading Outlook. So if anyone is – I can either resend the Doodle poll and get a new Doodle or update the calendar invite to 2 hours earlier for the compliance.
Okay,
so I'm just
sorry. I had missed which group. You said the compliance, and it is – and you schedule it for what time on what day?
It's on Thursday next week at 1600 UTC. It should have been set for 1400. That's the availability of the compliance, ICANN compliance team was 14. So
that is problematic, I believe.
All right.
Because it conflicts with the auction subgroup. I don't know if I'm the only one on that auction subgroup or not. Is
well,
there
the
anyone?
ICANN, compliance team had three availability times, and I'll just send out a new doodle. That's what I'll do. I'll cancel the current meeting on Thursday and send a new doodle.
Yeah, just for the record, who else on this team is on the auction subgroup? I thought Stephanie was. I know Erica is because she's chairing it. And we're looking at the compliance group, which is Carlton, Chris, Erica,
Susan.
And Susan, and Thomas. So it's certainly going to be problematic for several of us.
I won't be able to make the Thursday meeting, whatever time it is, because I am going to be in the middle of rural France with no internet.
We should give you a satellite phone. There's no excuse for not joining our meetings.
Thanks.
I'm on
Thank
the auction
so much,
proceeds,
Al.
But I'm not on any subgroups. You're talking about a subgroup. I didn't join it. So
no.
You're talking about the main meeting. Yes, I'm on it.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I hadn't looked at the list. You're not on the compliance subgroup. So it's not relevant to you, Stephanie.
Right, thanks.
And we've already determined Chris will make any meeting on a satellite phone. Yeah, sorry, I'm being somewhat irreverent here. Brenda, yes, why don't you just send out another doodle quickly, and let's make sure that we can do it. If I have to skip the auction meeting, I'm sure I can. It won't be the first one. But, Erica, I'm sure it's going to be problematic for that.
Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome. And any other business? Any other business, I guess? Hearing no one, presuming people have had time to unmute, and then we'll turn it over to Jean-Baptiste for decisions and actions.
Thank you, Alan. So on action item, Alan, you had mentioned that you will work on adding reputation services to the Consumer Trust Work Plan as an aspect that contributes to consumer trust based on RDS data. In terms of Brussels face-to-face agenda, so the decision reached was that one hour location per subgroup may be changed based on progress. The 5th of April 2018 is still the deadline for subgroups to send their subgroup reports, and ICANN will reach out to subgroups who did not deliver by this deadline. On the ICANN 62 face-to-face meeting, so the decision reached was that the review team will not be meeting at ICANN 62 for face-to-face, but the engagement session will be requested, and on that, ICANN will liaise with the meetings team on how this should be processed. And also on the plenary call schedule, ICANN will be sending a short note to the review team, informing them that after the Brussels meeting, plenary calls will be held at 2 p.m. UTC for 90 minutes. And as Brenda just mentioned, also she will be sending out a new doodle to the compliance subgroup.
Anything else? Then I think the call is over, and I thank you all for your participation. Give you back 25 minutes of your life to do something interesting with, and we'll see you on the various lists and again in a little over 1 week from now. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan. Bye.